Yeah. You know what I say? He's a jerk.
Who?
Limits! We just got done saying we're going to tease it. And
we're talking about it right now. I thought that was appropriate.
And then you broke it before we came back on the air.
He's a jerk.
We came right back on 5 seconds later.
You're like Adam Crowley. You're a jerk.
Those are fighting words, Limits.
Womp, womp.
That would be a little bit of a mismatch, you against Paul.
Yeah, I think I lose heavily.
You definitely weigh half of what Paul weighs.
What if me and Crowley teamed up against Paul? We'd still lose.
You'd both weigh 2/3 of what Paul weighs.
Yeah.
And that's not an insult to Paul. It's just that both of you weigh, what do you weigh, 145?
That's right.
You make Kreger's look like the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
He was 135 when he worked this job. All right, Tyler Boyd. This is very interesting. What did you say? 2 years or 1 year? How much?
$4.5 million.
So Pony at one point tweeted out that the Steelers' offer was 2 years and 10. That they actually made an offer. Do you believe that they made an offer, Paul? And I'm trying to figure out the best way to phrase this. If you're Boyd, why wouldn't you have taken that?
Well, I mean, as we've talked about many times, that's the strategy with a lot of these teams. Most of these teams with these kind of free agents, you know, these veteran guys who maybe aren't like the top free agents but are still functional, pretty good players.
Yeah.
They know if they wait long enough, these guys have to, you know, have to sign a deal at some point. They need to, you know, get some money and they need paychecks. So they know that the price goes down. You look at it almost – every single year, as we start to get to OTAs and mini camps and all this other stuff, every week the price goes down a little bit.
I think he would have been a bargain at this price.
Right, but the Steelers, my point is the Steelers, they I don't know that they actually offered him a contract.
Yeah, we don't
know. It seemed to me, if you listen to like Cabali and some of these guys, that it never really was close to.
Well, then my question...
That they were a little lukewarm to the whole idea.
Sure. Then my question becomes why. If I could have had Tyler Boyd for 4.5 or 5, if I want to outdo the Titans, I would have done that in a second. Tyler Boyd plays every game. I mean, this dude's gone 14, 16, 15, 16, 16, 17. He's a 2-time 1,000-yard, which tells me, for one thing, he's not damaged goods, and he's only... I think he's only 29. He turns 30 this season, and his numbers, of course, they went down. They have T. Higgins and Chase. He's not a number one. I still think he's a very capable number two. I think he could be a 75-catch, 900-yard, 5-touchdown guy.
No, I would agree with you. I mean, I think he could help them, for sure. But I think part of what they, I guess, were looking at, maybe they just kind of felt like, he's not that much different than the guys that they signed.
Yeah.
Because they signed, what, Van Jefferson and Quez Watkins and those guys.
I think he is, though. But maybe they have a bigger fish on the hook, right?
Well, I mean, again, I think what's been very clear is they would like to get a receiver, but it hasn't been easy for them to figure out how to make it work. My thing with Boyd is, if you think about it, well, what did they give Van Jefferson? Do you remember?
No, next to nothing. You this much. The Titans have gone wild here. They got Calvin Ridley, 4 years, $92 million, $50 million guaranteed. That's a horrible contract. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
$50 million guaranteed?
So
then they got Tony Pollard. They got Mason Rudolph. They got Cushenberry, the center. They brought in a starting center. Guys on defense.
Yeah, my point is they signed Kez Watkins and Van Jefferson for 1.3 each. I mean, that's 2.6 right there. I'm assuming in their world it was like, well, we're going to go get Boyd for this. You know, because now if you have Boyd in for the $5 million, now you're paying, you know, that position, you know, now you're paying $7.5-$8 for those, you know, for those guys. So maybe they just decided. It never seemed to me. Here's what I'm going to tell you. This seemed to me that I thought from day one, this seemed to me like a situation of where the fans the media types and a lot of people around us all seem to be a lot more excited about this than the Steelers.
Maybe for good reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe for good reason. If I mean, I wouldn't love it if this was it, or if they bring in one more, you know, Van Jefferson type, but it's early yet. And yeah, they may have something still much bigger in mind.
Well, here's
plus guys get released in camp all the time.
Here's another radio
good players.
Tease. Here's another radio tease for you, Joe.
Yes.
Andrew Filippone just tweeted out.
Mm-hmm.
I have the answer on why the Steelers ultimately didn't sign Tyler Boyd. It has nothing to do with money. Tune in at 2.
Could it be that they just didn't want him around when he's twice accused them of quitting? Or could it be that some guys don't want to go home again? Could
right.
it be something like that?
Or could it be something as simple as the Steelers looked at the player and decided that they could spend the $4.5 million somewhere else?
Maybe.
That maybe they just think he's a player in decline, or they don't think he's good enough. I mean,
right.
there's a lot of reasons why it didn't happen. But again, I always got the impression from day one that there was that he was never, ever, ever close to being a Steeler.
I think that's too bad, because I think he's also the type that would really be helpful. You know, you have hopefully a true number one and a star in Pickens. And then Boyd just seems like that classic security blanket guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just a very dependable game in, game out guy, never sideline. And I think, you know, could put up good numbers again when he's not the clear number three, which he wouldn't have been if things stand as they are now. All right, Paul. We also have the Paul Skeens situation. And here's what we make of this. The Pirates have announced something about a puppy limits.
Yeah, they have a Pirates puppy for the second year.
And they actually put out a tweet saying his name is Slugger?
Well, the puppy tweeted. I don't know how that works, but
he's
the puppy's
account. Yeah.
And the Pirates retweeted it.
Hmm. Anything else to that story? His name is Slugger. He's got his own Twitter account. Anything else?
That's about it.
So that was the big announcement so far today. We had Shelty on. This whole thing with Skeens has become, you know, like a mystery, a murder mystery dinner here. We should have one of those.
Hmm.
Yeah, the puppy is a service dog in training.
Yeah, and the puppy is what? It looks like a little lab or something. What is it?
I'm not exactly sure what type of dog it is, but
it's a Shih Tzu.
It is not a Shih Tzu, unfortunately. Very nice looking dog, but
well,
not like my little muffin.
Huh.
The adjective may apply to this to this other story too, or the name of that dog. When is this going to happen? Why won't they tell us? I don't know what they gain from not telling the fan base what's happening here, to build up suspense maybe, and to make the announcement tonight or tomorrow. We had Crowley earlier today saying if it was the Gerrit Cole timeline, it was like a 3-day window where they announced it and then he started. So you could do it tomorrow and he could pitch
Saturday.
I will say this,
Joe.
Yeah.
If it doesn't happen tomorrow, if they don't announce it tomorrow, he's not coming up.
Well, let's take a listen for the people who didn't hear Shelty with the little no that he had in here. Now, it was a convoluted question by me, for which I apologize. He might have been saying no to something earlier in that question, or some people have a habit of saying no, yeah. They say it back to back, that type of thing. But by the end, my clear-cut question was, is there a chance, still a chance, he could pitch for the Pirates this weekend? Let's listen to Shelty's answer, which has City Limits convinced that Skeens won't be here, and even Paul is less convinced upon rehearing this. This is like a video replay here. Upon further review, let's listen again.
No, he's scheduled to pitch in Indy. I mean, as we continue to talk through everything with every single player, you can always say there's a chance. But, you know, right now, that's where we're at.
Let's hear the question with that City Limits, because that's the key of what exactly is he saying no to. Are you able to cue it up? Is the door open at least for that? In other words, are you as an organization still unsure or not saying if it'll be in Indy or with the Pirates? Is there a chance he could pitch for the Pirates this weekend?
No, he's scheduled to pitch in Indy.
Stop it at no. He just said no. Now, is that a no like a figure of speech, a crutch, a speech, a talking crutch that you use there? You know what I mean? That, you know, you say, yeah, no, no, yeah. Or is he actually saying no to that, Paul?
I think it was a figure of speech, or, you know, I think he was kind of, you know, sometimes you answer a question, no, you know, but you're not really saying no to the question. No,
right.
No.
Right.
But the way that he said that.
Yes.
Changed my opinion. I'm starting to believe he's not coming up on Saturday.
And then he dropped the Jim Carrey thing. Well, there's always a chance. One more time. Let's hear his answer, starting with no, and then hear the rest of it. And I don't know. I didn't feel great coming out of this answer. Is the door open at least for that? In other words, are you, as an organization, still unsure or not saying if it'll be in Indy or with the Pirates? Is there a chance he could pitch for the Pirates this weekend?
No, he's scheduled to pitch in Indy. I mean, as we continue to talk through everything with every single player, you can always say there's a chance, but, you know, right now that's where we're at.
Mm. Do you have the Jim Carrey clip where he said, you're saying there's a chance from Dumb and Dumber? If you can intersperse those. I don't know, Paul. I don't know what Shelty's saying there. It didn't sound hopeful. I want to see this kid up here.
Yeah, but again, I'm telling you, the more I listen to that, the more I'm convinced he ain't going to be coming up here.
Then when is he? Because they go on a road trip coming up.
We'll see him against San Francisco. When did we say that? It was on the 21st or so, whatever that is.
So the middle of June.
No,
or I mean the
middle of May.
Yeah, middle of May. All right. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters. Man, it sure helps when you win some games.
Yeah.
That's what I'm sensing today. The phone lines would be lighting up if the Pirates had just lost more games to the Rockies and the Angels. But winning is the great elixir, and Keller was great last night, and he had a grand slam. So I feel like the mood is a little bit different.
Can I want to give you a little quick follow-up to a story that we talked about a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Greg Doyle, do you remember that nonsense?
The guy, the columnist
from Indy. The columnist
from Indy
that had that creepy interaction with Caitlin Clark. And
yes.
We had talked about that, right?
Right.
He's been suspended for 2 weeks, and he will not be allowed to cover Indiana Fever games this year.
What was the delay? Did they not hear the interaction that day?
I think one of those things where they probably had to go through all the HR, you know, jumping through hoops and all the others, you know, to make sure. Because I don't know if the Indy Star is a union paper, but if it is, there's hoops you got to jump through there too.
You see she had another weird interaction with somebody, or I should say somebody weirdly interacted with her? Some other reporters asking her about her boyfriend, whether he's here and named him by name. It was just really odd. What's going on there?
Yeah, I saw that. Just why? Like, this doesn't happen with male athletes at all. It just doesn't seem right.
Seems odd to me. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia. Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates Personal Injury Law Firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Your calls on this, but more importantly, your texts. We have a gem of a text coming up next. Of course, the Pirates could put this all to bed in about an hour and probably will for Pony and Mueller by saying that Skeens will pitch on Saturday, right?
Right. They could.
Limits?
It's very possible. And if it's not today, it's going to be tomorrow. And if not tomorrow, see him in Indy on Saturday.
And the dog's name is Slugger. The Pirates, he's a new mascot? What is
no,
he?
Not the new mascot. He is the special service dog that the Pirates are training. There was one last year as well.
Okay. I've been meaning to bring Bailey to pup night at the ballpark.
I don't think Muffin would like that. She doesn't like other dogs.
No?
No, just people.
Did you not socialize Muffin?
No, there's a neighbor dog, a couple neighborhood dogs, but Muffin doesn't like other dogs.
No.
That I'll be honest with you, is one thing I don't understand.
What?
People bring their dog to the ballpark.
Yeah, like why? What purpose does that serve?
Because.
Why are we doing this?
Why not? There's a nice space up there for pups, and people are very attached. Listen, I was afraid of dogs and more afraid of their owners for my whole life until we got Bailey. And the reason we got Bailey is because I saw the movie A Dog's Purpose. It's bad enough to have one dog death in a movie. This one had like eight. It was the same dog coming back to life. By the end of it, I'm in a puddle of tears saying, get any dog you want. I don't care.
Yeah.
We need a dog. And now that Bailey's here, he's a member of the family. To me, it's no different than taking a kid.
It is.
It isn't. I'm taking Bailey to the game. He's like a little baby.
You took the kid? You took the dog to the game?
I haven't done it yet. The problem I had was they want, you know, practically a background check for the guy, you know? They want, you know, fingerprints and his criminal history.
For what? For your dog?
Yeah, for the dog. I'm like, forget it. I'm not taking him to pup night. I don't have time for that. I have time to throw him in the car and take him up to the seat. That's it. Feed him a bone. Do they feed you stuff at the game? Do they feed the dog stuff?
Specialty treats up there?
Designer treats? Like a splinker? Is that the Skeens pitch?
You can go design your jersey at the Pirates Clubhouse store and then design some treats.
Splinker. Sweeper and the splinker.
You know what I would do if I did plan this out, Paul?
What?
You know where I would put it? In my Mackey planner.
And you give two for one. And Shelton, Derek Shelton says he doesn't want it.
Why didn't Shelty want a Mackey planner? That hurt my feelings.
It was a quick no.
Maybe Mackey's. He said, I'm good at the end there. Very short.
Have his own style of planner.
Social media's biggest loser, Malzi, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And Malzi does look great. I have to admit it. Paul and I were out with him at Moon Golf Course a couple weeks ago, and Malzi was crushing the rock. Wasn't he, Paul?
Yes.
I mean, this guy, he tried to hit the green. He tried to hit the green on hole number 18. It's like 240 in the air just to get it over the water, maybe longer.